And then he came on down into the Philistine country, and in verse 5, I read here, Ashkelon shall see it and fear, Gaza also shall see it and be very sorrowful, and Ekron, for her expectations, shall be ashamed, and the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. And if you go over there today, I took pictures of the ruins of the old temple of Dagon, and that area has been returned to the nation Israel. And at Ashdod, they've built an artificial harbor there, and they've built apartment after apartment, and literally thousands have moved in there. And then further inland, as you go down the coast, you find Ashkelon. It's a great, thriving city today, but not where it was. It was actually down right on the seacoast, and the ruins are there today. And it's more or less of a park, very beautiful area, but the fact of the matter is it's not inhabited. It's a park for people to come and spend the day and have a time of recreation, but it's not a city anymore. It's interesting how God's word was literally fulfilled. Now, Alexander the Great destroyed all of these great Philistine cities. And we're told, verse 6, and a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod. It doesn't say that it will not be inhabited. It just says that it won't be a very high-class people that'll be there. And certainly it is inhabited today. And I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. In other words, Alexander the Great brought to an end the Philistine nation. After that, they never emerge as a nation again. You never see them again. And God says in verse 7, and I will take away his blood out of his mouth and his abominations from between his teeth, but he that remaineth, even he shall be for our God, and he shall be like a governor in Judah, and Ekron like a Jebusite. So that God says he's bringing an end to this Philistine nation. Now, what about Jerusalem? This man, Alexander the Great, he destroyed everything that was ahead of him. I mean, I don't care what he came to, he destroyed it. And if he had to wait around a few months like he did at Tyre to take the city, he didn't mind doing it because he's not going to leave a strong fortress back of him anywhere. As we said, he was actually a very brilliant general.